There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome, my friends. Second hour. Sacred Fire continues, even though Jonathan gets to take off and hang out with his family. And I'll do that afterwards, put the kids to bed, maybe, you know, reluctantly. You know how they don't like to go to sleep. But I'm glad you're with me.
I wasn't
Super
sure
Don
if you're talking
here.
About the kids being reluctant or you.
Yeah, you know, should I tell the story while we're on the air here? Is it embarrassing to me or to you? I'm not sure.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I've been upfront about how, you know, how pushing the envelope I have been or burning the candle kind of concept on both ends. Just go, go, go. All of these trips, all of the intensity, never, you know, stopping for a second to take a day off, right? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I know what I'm doing, and I say, you know, I know that I will pay the price for this eventually. And, you know, through the weekend, we finished in Naples. Took off, came home, and it was just, you know, a lot of intensity. And it's great. I love doing it. Don't get me wrong. But as I said, I have this week, my throat's been a little, it's not been sore, but it's been kind of scratchy where you know you're dealing with something. And I'm taking extra selenium. I'm doing my, you know, Dr. Newsom's. I'm doing everything I talk about here. My silver, you know, all the good stuff, the beta-1,3-D glucan, the carnivore, all of that. It's keeping me going. But at the same time, I know I got to back off a rest. So this afternoon, as we are prepping for the show tonight, you are, you know, I'm sitting in my studio office here, you know, getting some things done. I'm multitasking a bit here. I got a call there, and Don, you're talking to me about all the things we're going to be covering.
Right.
And I don't know what happens, but I don't even know how long it was. Maybe a couple of minutes. It just went quiet, and you didn't know. I was gone. I left my body. I was done. I was like,
yeah, it was
out of here.
It was kind of weird because I'm talking, and all of a sudden, you're just, like, gone.
It's quiet.
And,
where is it?
And I'm checking my internet, and I'm like, hello? But can you
what
hear
happened?
Me? You know, and I was, you know, probably, I'd say 2 minutes.
A couple of minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It's like the ultimate power nap that I took. I mean, I was like, my body said, no, get out of here. Just go. Just go. No, and I'm thinking, no, but that would be rude to Super Don. But it doesn't matter. It's too. We know each other too well. It's okay. Leave. And then I come back, and I don't know if you're even still on. And I say, what was that you said or something? And it was like one of those fleeting moments where you just got to surrender and go with it.
You had the physiological comparison to, a brownout. You know, where it's like just for a few minutes, everything kind of goes, you know, kind of really low, you know.
Yeah.
You were on emergency power only.
Super Don was like talking about Quaaludes or something. I just drifted off. I don't know.
Blame me for it.
Actually, if all I have to do is say the word denialism and... Whoa, look out. He's fired up.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Okay. We're going to get to that. I do want to acknowledge my good friend Jonathan Ebord, because you know when you hear him on the show, it changes the tone of the show significantly. Now, not any less... a love of liberty. If anything, more of the love, equal amount. You know, we do share that so much in common. He is an absolute warrior. He's a he's a modern-day incarnation of a founding father. He takes this fight for liberty very, very seriously. And he is elected in this lifetime, his mission, within the legal system, within the courts, to take on the bad guys, those enemies of liberty that are primarily domestic. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't have strong opinions about foreign enemies as well, as we talk about. But you think about the terms that he uses, annihilate, right? How often do we use the word annihilate when Jonathan's not on the show?
Not often. Yeah.
We don't. I mean, it's just not in our language. We don't. But I think about what Jonathan is dealing with every day in the bowels, in the belly of the beast in the District of Columbia. And that he's taking on the bureaucratic oligarchy, the great evil of mediocrity. And in order to beat them, they who have unlimited funds to fight people who love liberty, he has to basically be in battle mode, if not every day, all the time, most of the time. And he doesn't have the luxury of saying, you know, maybe I'll take the day off and we'll be nice to the enemy today, for instance. He's got to throw everything at it efficiently, effectively, like, you know, living the art of war every day. And I am, you know, glad that he's there doing it, because he's a man of great principle, honor, and again, the love of liberty without fail in all the years I've known him. And he's taken on the bad guys, and he's beaten them like nobody's business. No one has done it as well as he has. And with his recent victory over the FTC, and then we hear about the FCC takeover of the Internet, and we see the battles yet to come. And he's going to take that concept that he succeeds with within the bowels of D.C., taking on the baddies there, and extrapolate them appropriately into our defense system to defend America and American interests. And not everybody is born to be a warrior in that way. Not everybody's born to be a soldier in that way. But when you need them, you darn sure hope that they are able to succeed by doing everything within their power to succeed. And I think that's, you know, like you said, it's, I want to acknowledge the interesting shift, if you will, that you might perceive in energy or language when Jonathan and I get together, or when Jonathan hosts the show. And it's an appropriate part of life. We may not seek out war, but at certain points in time, like domestically, the attacks on us, those of us who believe in the freedom to not vaccinate, the freedom to say no to the medical monopoly that is so overwhelming that it overwhelmed the government, the courts, the bureaucracies, even the media, that we are the minority of minority being attacked on our own shores. Do we say, well, all we need to do is just be nice to them and hand them an organic lollipop, maybe they'll go away? How well did that work with Neville Chamberlain and the appeasement of Hitler, for instance? That concept. How well did it work for the Jews and the Gypsies and the Communists and all of those who were taken out under the Nazi realm? And we see a lot of these similar patterns emerging in modern-day 21st century America under the guise of, you know, the protection of children, the protection from disease, the descent into medical tyranny. It's always done in the names of, you know, helping the fatherland, saving and protecting the homeland.
The children.
Protecting us, yeah, protecting the children. Right. Protecting the from the unclean. Who are the unclean? Then it was the Jews. Who is it now? It's the unvaccinated. And so at a certain point, as much as you love peace and do not wish to take on a violent act of defense, there are times where it is appropriate to do so. We are asked to do so. We cannot just lie down. And again, there are a lot of those of you out there who are lovers of liberty and lovers of peace, as am I. And I don't believe Jonathan Ebord enjoys the idea that we must always be at war, and nor do we have to, but there are certain things that have precipitated it that are likely, and I would acknowledge, mistakes of our own government, if that can be called our own government, to get us to this point. But the battle lines do exist, and they are drawn on this vaccine front when the preponderance of the majority, or the apparent majority, is foaming at the mouth to accuse us of being some form of criminal, some lower life form that threatens their health. They have adopted a church, as we call it, a pharmaceutical mysticism, that is quite dangerous to their health as well. They don't know it. my children perish for lack of knowledge. You've heard it said in the spiritual texts, if you will. And it is most true today. It's as true today as it was at any other time. But they are deluded into believing because they have what is called science on their side. But it's religious science at this point, and I don't mean the study of religion. It's a church that really abhors dissent, will not allow dissent. And this is what we're seeing, like the promotion in Illinois of the ability to now have the Illinois state government to put a litmus test on your religious liberty, which is patently unconstitutional. Yet, in fear, maybe there's moneyed interest, maybe there's other conflicts of interest, focusing on these the courts, the bureaucracy, and the elected officials to abandon liberty for the sake of some false sense of security that isn't real. There is no peer-reviewed literature that is done in the form of a double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover-center, multi-centered trial to show the safety and efficacy of vaccines. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. Yet that whole basis of forcing the vaccines on those of us who say, not good for us, we've got better ways to go for our immune system, and we may have indeed deeply held religious convictions in violation of what they want to do to violate our temple, if you will, our bodies. And Super Don, you've been immersed in this because they're using all kinds, as you said, smoke and mirrors and language like denialism against us.
Yeah, I mean, I have, and I'll tell you, I mean, it's not something that you can fully grasp and understand in a day or two, which, you know, you know how I do things. It's like I see something and I go like, oh, that's really interesting. And then, you know, like it takes me a week and you're like, hey, Super Don, hey, you there? What happened to you?
Where'd you go? You immerse yourself, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like... Denialism is such an interesting term, and it's like there's no one set definition. You'll have people that will go after people like, you know, like us, and they have like their own, you know, version of what denialism is. But, you know, here's an interesting statement. I want you to tell me when I read this to you, who I'm talking about. Okay, this is kind of like a little test here. Okay. The people I'm talking about aren't interested in truth or informative discussion. They're interested in their worldview being the only one, and they'll say anything to try to bring this about.
Oh,
who am I talking
about? Can I answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I answer?
Yep.
You're talking about the anti-faxers.
How did you figure that out? But honestly, that description, couldn't we say the same thing about the people that are pushing the vaccines?
Absolutely. Hey, we'll be back. We're going to talk about this and more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-4000. 2237 extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237 extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237 extension 308.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Stand by, stand by.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, you ever have a question you want to have answered? You can ask it by calling us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You can reach us live, some people do, or you can leave a message, and that's fine too. Also, you can leave a question at robertscottbell.com. You can even ask a question of Superdon, and he is immersed intensely into the whole, you know, vaccine issue, the denialism, of course, we've talked about, child protective services, medical kidnap. You wrote this sentence down. I just read it over the break. You spoke it, and I was, I kind of knew where you were going with it, but I want to read this again. They aren't interested in truth, data, or informative discussion. They're interested in their worldview being the only one, and they'll say anything to try to bring this about. Now, the irony of this, and I said it was really about the anti-vaxxers, but it's really the so-called pro-vaxxers. It's those that are attacking us, who they called us anti-vaxxers, right?
Yeah, they're saying that we aren't interested in informative discussion, and we're willing to do anything to make everybody else believe the same thing as us.
Which is the furthest thing from the truth. I mean, is it not? I mean, aren't we the ones that have said, listen, if you want to vaccinate, you know, and we're not calling for, you know, the inability of you to choose that. But on their side of the equation, they're so outraged that anybody would question their belief. That's how, believe me, unsure. I don't want you to believe me. I just said that. That's how unsure they are of their own beliefs is the point, right? When you have to have everybody believe the way you believe, and if you're not, then you're threatened by that dissension from your belief, then that tells you how strong that belief is. And that's also, you know, problematic. That's why, you know, the people who I love the most, if I can say this, they may be of any religious persuasion, but they have a deep abiding love, and they live their faith, and they don't violate the rights of anybody else. And they live by example. They don't try to beat you over the head with their beliefs to say, mine's better than yours. They live their beliefs, and that love just comes from them. And you say, you know what? There is something true about what they are living. In fact, it, you know, that is the truth, no matter what you call it. So when people ask you, you know, like, what happened to me down in Naples? Some lady was sitting with me, and I started talking about, you know, what I do. It was we're eating healing ministry, I mentioned. And she says, oh, are you Christian? And I at that moment, I said, you know, listen, I'm offended by your question.
Mm.
I wasn't really offended, but at the same time, it's like, I could tell you I'm Christian. How do you know I would be? How do you, right. I could be making it up. I mean, right. What does it mean for someone to say that? Judge somebody by how they live, right? Not what they claim to be, because yeah. You can learn more about the heart of somebody by watching what they do.
Right.
And so it was sort of like that. Yeah, to put a label on it. Fine, you want to put a label on it? I've been called to heal anybody or everybody who asks sincerely. If they want help, you know, I find a way to help them if I can. And right. It wasn't about, well, only if they're a label or if they claim this particular label. So, it, you know, it's the ultimate, I don't know if it's a detachment, but it's certainly non, I don't know if denomination is even the right word, but I'm not the one that's being the judge here. Now, I can judge and I can assess if you're sincere based on my experience when you're asking for help. There are a lot of people who are energy leeches that don't want help. They right. say they want help, but they're too attached to their ailments or illnesses. It's become part of who they are, their identity. And mm-hmm. I can't waste my time. I can give them compassion, love, you know, unconditional, but, you know, I'm not going to, like, say, light the match, burn myself up to keep them warm. That's not an appropriate way to help somebody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true. And listen, we feel that once you've shown that what they say is deceptive, somebody, you know, whoever you're talking about, in this case, we're talking about, you know, the pro-vaccine crowd. We feel that once you've shown that what they say is deceptive, mm-hmm. you don't have to spend a graduate career dissecting it and taking it apart. Right?
Yes.
Wait a minute. No. I'm sorry. That's what they're saying about us.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Yeah. You know, I say this for a reason, because these guys, most of them, mm-hmm. they are not trying to have informative discussion. They are not trying to learn anything.
They're trying to shout us down.
They have this need inside of them to try and be superior to everybody else. They're psycho, okay? I mean, they just really are. They've got mental problems. They have this yeah. need to call people names, to try and make themselves smarter than other people and prove them wrong. They live for the debate. Mm-hmm. These guys here that are doing the name-calling, these are not the guys, really, that we need to focus on. These guys are chess pieces, and we'll talk about more of that another time.
Okay, I love it, Super Don. You are on fire, on track. You're warming me up. Hey, you didn't have to light yourself on fire to do that. It was kind of... No, that's the fire from within. That is the sacred fire of liberty. Super Don's exuding it right now. I hope you do, too. We'll be back. RobertScottBell.com. Big Pharma created 5 new diseases. Or are they really diseases? Let's find out. Is there a drug deficiency disease that we don't know about?
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with
Extend Your Life. Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
A couple of stories we may not be able to get to fully today. From Vactruth.com, our friend Jeffrey Ofterheide sent us a story, a tragic story about a California infant dying after receiving 8 vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that story? And they couldn't get the baby to bury the baby and they get him back. He's cremated. I mean, it's just a horrible story. And, you know, there's another story, I think, by Sherry Tenpenny. And I use the image in today's show notes. You can see it there. A bullet to the head, the vaccination movement. You know, and she quote here, it seems people must observe someone taking a bullet to the head before they believe bullets can be deadly. And then they rue the day they ignored warnings about playing with loaded guns. How many moms, dads out there are ruining the day that they didn't heed the warnings? Or maybe they didn't even know there were warnings because the doctors didn't inform them about potential dangers, for instance, of vaccination. I've called it Russian roulette, but the bullet goes in 100% of the time. It doesn't always explode in the same way. You know, Super Don, like you said, your kids were vaccinated. You were vaccinated. I was vaccinated. I didn't vaccinate my kids. But seemingly, you know, your kids weren't into the autism spectrum. But, again, the number of chronic diseases, the number of aberrations to metabolic optimal metabolic function, we don't know. The studies have never been done. I can only say observationally, I see the healthiest kids on the planet are the ones that have not been assaulted by medical intrusion through syringes vaccination. You know, and that's granted, it's anecdotal. It's what I've witnessed. But my eyes do not deceive me on that.
Well, I'm sorry. You said anecdotal. I'm sorry. I cannot talk to you anymore.
Right. And that's also the irony of those people that believe the faith in vaccines, place their faith in vaccines, because their gold standard of double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover-centered trials, right, multi-center trials, they don't have them for vaccination. It's only anecdotal that they claim, oh, look, the vaccine's eradicated disease.
Yeah, or they come up with a trial.
Yeah.
That's gone through all the jumped through all the hoops and come to a conclusion that might contradict something they believe, and all of a sudden that trial well there's something wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's wrong with it? Well, something must be wrong with it because it doesn't say what I believe. I mean, what kind of closed-minded baloney is that? You know?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, and that leads us to the closed-minded baloney of Big Pharma, five Big Pharma made-up diseases. This is a place called Edgy Truth. I've been seeing a lot of stories coming from Edgy Truth recently, Super Don.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. Some good stuff. Five diseases Big Pharma totally made up. Number one on the list is insomnia.
You know, which is the opposite of what you had this afternoon.
Yes. Right. I did. I was like, gone. He's gone. He's out of there.
I think
he's
called
back.
Narcolepsy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was a sudden urge to leave my body. by the way, you know, just a heads up on everybody that my throat is feeling a lot better today. It's like I never went further than that. I acknowledged what was happening. I could feel it. I did the things I know to do, and you know, I'm hanging in there. Although I acknowledge that I should rest a little bit more. I also need to get up and get back into the exercise routine. When you're traveling, it's not as always easy to do that routine. So anyway, insomnia, though, the lack of sleep, it's not evidence of a lack of Ambien or Lunesta, for instance. In fact, I think it's a leading candidate for what I want to talk to Dr. Frank King about tomorrow in the Healing Revolution, get more into the discussion of this, of sleep. But there's so many drugs for it. And the point is that Big Pharma decides a disease by what they find a drug can do, right? Oh, this drug can put you to sleep, can make you drowsy. Hey, let's call that lack of sleep, easy sleep, a disease. Insomnia now becomes classified as a disease needing a drug treatment. And so that's number one on this list of five or six. I think it's five that they list here. The next one, another classic, ADHD.
Mm.
Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. It used to be called being a kid, right? But now, you know, if a kid is jumpy and doesn't pay attention in school, suddenly it's a drug deficiency disease. You know, methamphetamines, Ritalin, we need methylphenidate, PMP, PCP, follow me here. We need to destroy their brains by hyperstimulating these brains. And, you know, yesterday I did double duty on the Jerry Doyle show talking about suddenly Monica Seles is around doing a lot of publicity on the morning talk shows, the news shows everywhere, about binge eating, how she used to binge eat. Now, she didn't evidently throw up, so she wasn't bulimic. But now she's saying there's this grassroots movement to raise awareness for binge eating. At the same time, the FDA has approved, what is it, Vyvanse or Vyvanse, which is an amphetamine for treatment of this binge eating. Suddenly, binge eating is a disease. It's not an emotional issue. But in ADHD, there is no blood test, urine test, hair test, skin test, saliva test. You know, there's no test to say, oh, definitely, yes.
It's like a questionnaire. That's all.
Where's the biomarker? There's no biomarker. It's completely subjective. You're a kid. Little Johnny needs to be drugged. And this one's an interesting one. Asthma. What did you think of when you read this? Number three on the list is asthma. Right? It's not a disease. It's a made-up disease.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know that, would you? I mean, if you watch TV, I mean, it's, everybody's got asthma, it seems like.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, growing up is the way I did, pharmaceutically grown. I was borderline asthmatic. I would wheeze and gag and cough and sneeze during allergy season, and there were times where I couldn't catch my breath. And yet asthma, is asthma a disease, or is it evidence of metabolic dysfunctions at a deeper level manifesting as, you know, constricted airways? right? But we have a drug that can deconstrict the airways at a very high cost. So it must be a disease that we can say is something that must be a drug deficiency. So now they sell, you know, what is it, Adair? Now they're
Adair's. That's the probably most popular one.
Now they have the steroid Symbicort, LABA. What is this LABA thing that they're promoting now? L-A-B-A. Different kind of asthma drugs approved by the FDA. So it becomes more of an emphasis of determining more people have asthma so we can get those prescription drug rates up. We don't have a lot of blockbusters in there. So what is the next disease? And by the way, we've talked so many times about how to reverse asthma, you know, whether it be with herbal lobelia, whether it would be with nebulizing silver hydrosol, but going deeper into the liver congestion issues, the general toxicity, the deficiencies of the body expelling toxins and mucus, different things into the lungs because the liver and kidneys are not doing their job. There's lymphatic stasis. Remember, Dr. Bitar says the most important thing in terms of prevention of cancer, lymphatic movement, lymphatic drainage. And all of these things manifest in body adaptations for survival. Asthma is one of those things. So you suppress the manifestation of it with the steroid, you kill the liver, you destroy the immune system, and then you die of something else. But in the meantime, Big Pharma has profited handsomely, and you have been subjected to science! How dare you insolently question science, right? Number four on the list, now a disease treatment resistant. Are they talking about me being resistant to medical doctors and drugs? Is that what they're talking about here?
No, this is an actual term. It's really, I mean, the full term is treatment-resistant depression.
Ah, depression, right.
That's a term. It's used in clinical psychiatry to describe cases of major depressive disorder that do not respond to the normal type of antidepressant. Mm-hmm. I think that's the reason why you saw the introduction of something called Lyrica, I believe, isn't it? The one that's like the booster?
They list this thing as called Symbiax.
Mm.
And here they say if Prozac's not enough, we got Symbiax. I mean, it's like, it sounds so nice. It's symbiotic, right? Prozac didn't work. Let's throw another medicine on there to address this treatment-resistant depression. And is there a clinical test, a biomarker test for depression when they say you need to be on a selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drug, right? Do they know that that's your issue? No. I mean, they absolutely know nothing about this, but they literally drug you into states of submission or suicidal ideation, homicidal ideation, or behaviors with these medicines. So Big Pharma, again, if that's what you call science, I don't want any part of it. Let's see, number five. Hey, man, this is for you. Low T. That's the next one. Low T. That's you don't have sex like your college frat boy anymore. I was like, you're 40 or 50. You're not doing like that. You must be low T. We got to get your testosterone up. Now, granted, we do acknowledge here that there are endocrine dysfunctions. There is a lack of endocrine production, primarily because the doctors have drugged you out of the precursor for vital hormones. You know what I'm talking about here, don't you, Super Don? They've drugged you out of what? Cholesterol.
Oh, but you know what? 10 years ago, you had said what you're saying.
Yeah.
I guess you would have been a denialist, right?
What, a cholesterol denialist or a low-T denialist?
Total cholesterol. No, not low-T. But I'm just saying, I mean, think about it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, really, you know, and then science gets caught up by, sorry, we're wrong.
Yeah, amazing that. Hey, well, low T anyway, we will talk more endocrine stuff. I have a quick question of the day I've got to get to. I don't even have time to play the theme. I'm just going so fast here. I didn't realize. This is from Jana. She says her husband just fell while snowboarding last Monday. Elbow went into a slide. He landed on it, caused a level 3 laceration of his left kidney.
Ouch.
The kidney was bleeding. It stayed contained in the membrane, so he didn't need surgery. 4 days out, he's been moved out of ICU, starting solid food, hoping to be released from the hospital. I certainly hope so as well. Other than the iodine they put him on for the CT scan, he hasn't been on any medications. He's been in pain, but has chosen not to take painkillers because he doesn't like to take the medication if he can avoid it. Wow, this guy's tough, man. Yeah, he could probably bear a child. He's so tough. He's 40 years old, in great health otherwise. He's been on the Whole30 plan for 24 days before his accident, so his body's been pumped up full of healthy fats. grass-fed meats, organic veggies, both passionate about natural living. And this Jana woman, she was referred to me by a friend of hers. Well, it's a nice friend. She has food supplements. She's ready to start them on when he returns home. Talking about vitamin C, fish oil, probiotics, arnica. Don't wait for the arnica. You should be doing that now. Also, phosphorus. Any kind of bleeding situation, internal bleeding, homeopathic phosphorus is also important here. Let's see, what else? L-glutamine, that's fine. Glutathione, grass-fed collagen, grass-fed whey, brain octane oil. Let's see, any other suggestions to optimize quick healing? You know, the thing I would say, I would want to pump up the silica level because we've got to restore integrity to his connective tissue. I would get him on the wounds recovery formula from King Bio. That's Arnica plus a lot more. That will address that along the way. That includes the homeopathic form of silica called Silicea. And, you know, consider tapping into the Echo Water, robertswater.com. Download the information. See what molecular hydrogen released in water can do for you. How's that? I got through it. Almost lost the ability to cover a question of the day today, Supernaut. I was so carried away with the made-up diseases.
Let's do three more.
Three? There are three more? Really? All right. Let's see. Hey, bat those pretty eyelashes. Now that the NIH has cured cancer, we got to talk about pretty eyelashes. You ready for that, Super Don?
I'm batting them right now.
Good. Take a nap. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention. Listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, thanks again to everybody for your, wonderful, a little embarrassing birthday wishes on my birthday week here. Superdon again embarrassing me last advanced.
Embarrassed you?
Oh, well, a little bit. Didn't expect it. But if I didn't thank you personally, if you called in and please consider, the vitamin L flowing your way as appreciation for your acknowledgement.
You know what? You have nothing to be embarrassed about. Every single one of those people, you've helped them, they're grateful to you. And you've done some great things for people.
It was nice. And Doc Newsom, even out there in the wilds of Montana, love you too. And Dr. Newsom, DrNewsom.com. You can see the link. There's always a banner link usually in the show. You'll see it. Click on it. If you haven't gotten the digestive detox, the Super Earth Energy, and the Inflammagon, you're missing part of the recovery components and the things that we've got to combat on a daily basis. I go to bed every night, and it's one of the things I do, that digestive detox. It's wonderful. While you're sleeping, let that liver do its thing, and you're going to be a lot better throughout the day. So there you go, drnuzum.com. Now, question of, since the NIH has obviously cured cancer, it's interesting that they've thrown money at Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets, interesting, to a study to figure out what is the ideal length of your eyelashes. The ideal length of your eyelashes. And we were talking on the break. No, they didn't study Tammy Faye Baker, who wasn't wearing real eyelashes at the time anyway. But the conclusions of the study might indicate that NASCAR drivers would benefit from longer eyelashes.
Good luck on selling that idea.
Right? Well, Danica Patrick, right? She could do it. Oh, you're just sexist.
Danica Patrick, name another one.
Why can't men wear false eyelashes? If it's like equipment, it's like a helmet for your eyes. That's what they're saying here. They're all saying right. it shifts the flow of air around your eyes, protect it from drying out. They looked at these researchers from Georgia Tech went up to the American Museum of Natural History and took measurements of the eye opening and lashes of a diverse group of 22 mammals, ranging from the armor hedgehog, whose beady little eyes are just a fraction of a centimeter in diameter.
Oh,
that's not very nice. That's not nice to the hedgehog. Don't say the beady little eyes. You don't want to be called that. All the way up to the giraffes, whose eyes are about 1.5 inches across. And the human eyes, about 3/4 of an inch, they said, opening. Or 20 millimeters. But the researchers discovered that lashes get predictably longer as the eyes get bigger. Well, that makes sense.
Okay.
But what for? Right? Eyelashes, they say, create a speed bump that diverts airflow away from the surface of the eye. So if you had no lashes, your eyes would be vulnerable to evaporation and incoming particles, right? Even
bacteria. And
you
would look weird.
You would look kind of funny without the eyelashes. Has anybody ever done that as a fashion statement? Did David Bowie do that or somebody?
You know what? I have heard stories, and I mean, I haven't seen this firsthand, that you know those, like, things that the women use when they're doing their eyelashes? It kind of looks like a...
eyelash brush.
You know what I'm talking about? Like they stick their eyelashes in it and they squeeze down and it like makes
it clamps them. Yeah. Because it makes them curve up.
Stories.
Right?
I have heard stories of women that they're in the middle of doing that and they get scared or
it comes to an abrupt stop
and they pull their eyelashes out.
No, ow, yeah. no, ow. So it's been done, but not on purpose. Then is what you're saying?
I was. Not that I'm aware of, no.
We'll have to ask Dr. King. He's got camels, because camels have 2 rows of dense eyelashes. I guess if they're in the desert. I don't know if it's helping for Dr. King's camels, because they're up there in the snow right now. Oh, that's going to work out for him. Anyway, published in the Journal of Royal Society Interface. I have nothing more to say about the study about eyelashes.
The what?
It's a curiosity. The Royal Society Interface is the journal. Journal of the Royal Society Interface.
All right.
Yeah, eyelashes on your interface. All right.
Yes, sir. Hey, we have Gandalf on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, you made a nice meme there. You should check it out. It's also on the in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. It says, "You shall not pass mandatory vaccine legislation." And, you know, hearkening back to what we did with Jonathan Emore today, damn Skippy, any of the state legislators trying to violate your religious freedom, back them down. Yeah, go up to them and say, back it down, Grandma. No, not going to happen. Not on my watch. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty and occasional irreverence. Thank you to Jonathan Emore. Thank you to Supergon. Thank you to Ben on the board. Now I might take a nap, and I'll be back and do some healing revolution. I hear Liam Sheff might be joining us tomorrow as well. Power deal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. For my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.